Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. It's Monday, January 18th, 2020. It's Here the Turtle, presented by Toyota. And as people are listening, first of all, happy Martin Luther King Day. It is Martin Luther King Day as we sit here and release this episode. And we have a fun one coming up. Our two guests, Keith, from the Terrapin Club Plus show, Anyone Can. It's men's basketball's Aaron Wiggins and gymnastics' Sonia Glauber, who Aaron has filmed all of these episodes of him doing different sports over the summer for this Anyone Can show. We started out with Sonia and the Gym Terps. Reese McClure from gymnastics also appears. The head coach of gymnastics, Brett Nelligan, also on there for a little bit as well. We have an interview coming up with him and a couple here, the Turtles. But a really, really fun show, Keith. And what we've known, and we've had Aaron on this show before, he is going to be in some front-facing role once he has done his basketball career, whether he's on TV or he's working in some sort of communications. He's just a very good speaker, an amazing communicator, and has a great personality. And he does a great job on the show playing off of Sonia, who was also awesome as his teacher, was a great personality as well. It was a very fun episode of Anyone Can to watch, Keith.
And not only is it Martin Luther King Day, Taylor, it is your birthday. Your 29th birthday, I believe.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Taylor. Where else would you rather be than celebrating on your podcast here?
Exactly. And with you, Keith, and with you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yes.
But no, awesome show with Aaron Wiggins over there in the gym. Man, like we talked about it with Sonia on the podcast, but they make walking on that balance beam look easy, because I think if it was you or me or anybody else walking up on that thing, we'd look pretty foolish pretty fast.
For sure. And,
you know, talking to Aaron, I think he gained much more a deeper respect for gymnasts and what they do, and probably all the sports that he was participating in. You know, I was out there for the soccer shoot he did with our women's soccer team about a few months ago now, you know, back in the fall when it was warm outside and nice, you know, trying his hand at taking a couple penalty kicks. So I think it's been a fun project for him, something that he's embraced, and, you know, he was able to do when, you know, you kind of have some more downtime than usual during a usual year during the fall. So I was able to get out there and try a bunch of different things. And I want to see what else Aaron can cook up here. You know, so some other sports we can kind of get him involved in, get him into, you know, in the next series and the next tapings of Anyone Can.
Yeah, he did, as you said, he did soccer, he did gymnastics, which is out, he did golf, and he did softball. So all of those sports obviously involved. Gymnastics, and I said it to Sonia, I think I said it to Aaron too in the interview with him. I mean, gymnastics is one of the hardest sports out there. It requires so much repetition, a ridiculous amount of balance. You have to really be a certain body type to even be able to do it. Like, you could be a basketball player from, you know, 5'7" and make the NBA to 7'5". You essentially are in like a 5-to-6-inch ratio if you're a gymnast. You can only be so tall. And so short to a certain extent. And so I was saying to Sonia, like, that's got to be the tallest guy or tallest person that's ever stood on a beam, maybe. You know, like, that is like not, I mean, that is just so foreign to them. And as you watch Aaron, he is just marveling at how Reese and Sonia are just navigating all of these things just so easily. And that is just with the repetition that those girls have had throughout their careers, and very impressive as our gymnastics team will have gotten started after when we released this show. very good, high expectations for them as they go through their season. But yeah, we'll see Aaron do a bunch of different sports, obviously focused on basketball now. We also talked to him about the big win against Illinois on the road, and Aaron talked about that. Also the kneeling that they did with Iowa before. He gave the sort of the background and the story behind that, which is very cool and very proud of them and how they did that. So some basketball talk with Aaron as well. And then we delved after with the talk about anyone came with Sonia about the gymnastics season, about her, some of her road to College Park and her roles in the athletics department in SAC. She's very involved as well. So two really impressive student athletes on the show this week, which is always, I think, the most fun to talk to. So let's get to our interview with Aaron Wiggins and then Sonia Glauber. For nearly 75 years, the Terrapin Club has been the foundation for the student athletes, coaches, and staff of Maryland Athletics. And now, Maryland Athletics is proud to announce Terrapin Club Reinvented. Terrapin Club Reinvented offers three new features exclusively for our Terrapin Club members: Terrapin Club Plus, One Maryland Magazine, and the Terrapin Club Backstage Pass. These new benefits will provide members with exclusive content and behind-the-scenes experiences unparalleled in collegiate athletics. To learn more, visit terrapinclub.com or call 301-314-7020. We're back here on Hear the Turtle with Maryland basketball guard Aaron Wiggins. Aaron, we're going to talk about your Anyone Can show where you use your athleticism to do a variety of other sports. But we'd be remiss without talking about the win against Illinois. What an awesome dub for you guys on the road against a really good team. How did Daryl Morcell do all that with a mask on? Can you just tell me that first?
Yeah, I mean, he told everyone, you know, his mom was telling him to wear the mask around the apartment and to make sure he carried it with him everywhere he went. And I don't know if he listened. I don't know if that's what he did, but whatever he did, it worked. And I mean, I told him before he put the mask on against Iowa, even, I was like, the mask makes you look a lot tougher. Like, it just adds a little bit. I mean, when you think of players with the mask on, you think of Kyrie Irving, you think of Kobe Bryant, LeBron, and when they have those masks on, you know, they're in for a game. So I knew he was due for a big game once he put the mask on. And I mean, he just stepped up. He hit shots and he made plays for our team, and it was huge for us, you know, leading us to that win against Illinois.
For the team as a whole, how much did you guys show your toughness in that one? It feels like both this one and on the road against Wisconsin, you guys were really tough in the second half. To beat teams like that on the road is to see that. But this specifically, where you guys, I don't even think were playing your best ball down the stretch, but you figured out a way to get it done. What did that show about the group?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows our focus and our toughness, ability to fight through, you know, adversity and everything. I mean, being on the road is one thing, but then being on the road against a top 10, top 15 team is another. You know, these guys are, you know, they've shown that they can win at a high level and that they can compete, and they're ready to play every single game. And in terms of Illinois and even Wisconsin, you know, they have great bigs. So, I mean, we're talking about our bigs had to step up. They had to battle. And, I mean, I give credit to Galen, to Chol, to Dante, to Jairus. Those guys really, you know, they fought down there in the paint for us, especially against Illinois. I mean, Kofi, you talk about 6'10", 285. Like, I mean, that's a big guy. And they fought him. They wore him out. They got him tired. And towards the end of the second half, you know, we were just able to get good shots. And even if we weren't hitting them, we guarded on the defensive end. And that's what made the difference, our defense. And, I mean, it just shows how tough we are and our abilities, you know, our capabilities.
Aaron, what was your reaction when you knew Eric Ayala was out for the game? You've got your starting point guard, leading scorer, you know, it's kind of an unexpected last minute thing. You know, what was kind of the reaction from you and from the team, you know, knowing you're going in there without him?
Yeah, I mean, initially I was on the court, you know, getting shots up, and I saw him walk out without his jersey on and stuff. And as soon as I saw him, you know, I asked him, I was like, you good? Like, you not playing? He was like, nah, bro, I'm sitting. And I mean, you know, it hurt because I immediately just thought, like, he averages 15 points a game for us. You know, he does a lot for us. So, you know, it's going to be even more of a dogfight for us. Like, we as a team have to step up. And I knew that guys were going to step up. I never at one point said that one person has to do more. You know, I knew it would have to take a team effort and everybody would have to step up as a whole to make sure that we got it done. And everyone did. I mean, everybody played their role. Everybody knew their personnel and who they were guarding. They knew how we were guarding their plays. And I mean, it was incredible just seeing how guys stepped up and you know, filled that role.
Aaron, I think I've seen, and shout out to our guy, Tony Price, who does our videos for men's basketball, does an amazing job. You've stepped up in some of those huddles when I watch those videos, kind of giving the speeches to the guys, getting them right before the game. What's that been like for you this year to kind of be a guy that steps into that role and kind of tries to get the mind right, right before tip, right when everyone's sort of got to be ready to go? You're the guy in the huddle doing that. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've consistently, you know, just had leadership capabilities. I feel like, you know, it's easy for me to step into that role and be that guy, you know, who tries to make sure that guys, you know, are locked in and ready to go. And, you know, I mean, it hasn't been any different, you know, in terms of how I feel, you know, stepping onto the court and being ready to play. But, you know, just making sure that everyone's locked in, you know, is something that I'm willing to do. You know, it's something that comes easy to me. So, you know, I've tried to be a leader both in practice and games and just make sure that, you know, I'm not only talking about how to be locked in and what we're doing, but also showing it and, you know, being an example.
Aaron, we'll talk about the show here real quick that you filmed over the summer. So everyone knows, obviously, you're not doing 30,000 other sports while basketball season's going on. You did this all in the offseason.
Right.
This first show came out. Now, the last time we had you on the show, you talked about your potential TV career post-basketball. Now, a year later, you hosted your own web show here. What was the entire experience like for you sort of trying to step in and kind of helm an on-camera thing where you're the personality and you're trying to play off who you're with throughout all the sports you did? What was that experience like?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just about having fun, you know, trying other things, meeting new people. And, you know, I'm a communications major and I feel like, you know, being in front of a crowd, being able to talk has always come easy. So, you know, it was just about me trying something and, you know, that was something that I felt like I could do with ease. And, I mean, it was a super fun experience. You know, it's a couple of sports. You'll see it on the show. They already showed, you know, on the intro, you see me playing soccer and stuff. But I mean, it was just a fun experience, man, getting to meet new people and try new things. And, you know, I'm excited about it. It was really fun.
Now, this first episode profiled your kind of delve into gymnastics. Had Sonia and Reese from the gymnastics team teaching you the ropes. How much respect do you have now for that sport after kind of seeing what they do on a day in and day out basis?
Yeah, I mean, a ton of respect. You know, they really have to have a lot of, you know, body control and strength, even though, like, it's a different type of strength, obviously, from, like, basketball, where it's, like, a lot of physical stuff. You know, they have to have, you know, the strength, the core, you know, the body control to make sure that they're on balance. They, you know, they have control of whatever it is they're doing. And every little detail matters. I mean, the way that they were flipping on the balance beam and stuff, you know, their arms and their hands, you know, they had a lot of structure to what they were doing. And, you know, my respect for them is, you know, grew a lot, you know, going through it all. You know, even on the trampoline, the bounce thing, you know, I tried a backflip and, I mean, it was more challenging than I expected. I thought it'd be like a regular trampoline type deal. But it's a big goose jumping on that thing. So, you know, I mean, it was really fun, though. But my respect definitely grew up, you know, went off the roof, you know, doing that.
It felt like you had a little comfort when they strapped you in the harness and did that. And then on the floor, the beam did not look like you where you wanted to be up there.
Yeah, no, the beam was a little bit uncomfortable. You know, I hadn't done much balance wise besides being on 2 feet, being on balance like basketball wise type deal. So like being like in a straight, you know, everything we do in basketball is being in a stance, being wide, you know, getting, you know, being able to move. So having to go there and practice, like try being straight and like a perfect, like linear type deal. I don't know. It was challenging for me. You know, I couldn't really figure it out. It was uncomfortable, but you know, I think I did a pretty decent job at least.
What's harder, the balance beam or perfecting the slide board? We talked a lot about slide board last time you were on the show. Could Sonia and Reese give you any type of game on the slide board?
Okay, so honestly, I mean, I only gave the balance beam one shot. The slide board, I had to do repetitive. Like, I've probably been on the slide board 1,000 times, like, you know, just doing the same thing over and over. So I've gotten really good at it, but the slide board is hard, honestly. I mean, and me, I'm 6'6". It's a big board. So, like, you got to slide and be able to move your feet quickly and stuff. They're not, you know, I'm not sure how tall they are, but they're nothing close to 6'6". So, it'd be a big struggle for them. They might have a little bit better of a chance, especially, like, perfecting the slide board than I would doing the balance beam because they were flipping and twisting and turning on the balance beam. I don't think I could do that, like, at any point. So
a lot of repetition involved in gymnastics. They're just doing the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, I believe it.
What sport should you, obviously, as you said, you did a lot. You did soccer, softball, golf. Which one was the hardest?
I struggled most probably with soccer. I was out there for that year.
You got there. You got there eventually. I mean, your first few couple of days weren't great, but you know, you made something out of it.
Yeah.
I think you got.
Yeah, I struggled with that one a lot. I was in my own head after a while.
So I think you got one or two after at the end there, right?
Yeah, but it was out of maybe 20. So I mean, it was a little rough. Yeah,
you got out there and got a feel for the golf course, which when you're playing basketball throughout your career, that's a good skill to have. Golf. Hopefully, we're not sending you into any NBA bubbles. But yeah. How do you feel like the golf game went?
Golf was fun. I mean, my grandfather, he taught me how to hold a golf club and how to swing it when I was maybe in the sixth or seventh grade. So since then, you know, I the only golfing I had ever done was at Top Golf or like putt putt or something. So like I hadn't really been out on a real field to like golf or anything. So, you know, going out there to hit shots and stuff was, you know, I was looking forward to it a lot. And I mean, it was really fun. And I felt like, you know, I might have been the best at that than I was at any other thing that I tried. Honestly, it was fun.
What was the softball experience like?
So that one would probably be the second thing that I struggle with most. You know, gymnastics was, you know, I was, you know, better with that than I was with softball and soccer. But softball, you know, initially I just couldn't keep the ball in bounds. Like I kept hitting foul balls and I couldn't figure out like why. And then they brought out. it got rough at one point, but I think I did a pretty decent job with softball. But it was probably the second hardest thing for me.
Aaron, any sports you haven't tried that you'd be interested in like giving a shot? Like it could be anything. Could be something at Maryland or just, you know, anything that's out there that you want to give a shot sometime.
I don't know. I'd have to think. I mean, there are a lot of things that I've, you know, a lot of sports I've played as a kid, you know, just playing around and stuff. But, you know, I played football as a kid. That's, you know, I've tried it. You know, I've done that. But anything I haven't tried, I'm not sure I could think of anything. Lacrosse, it seems incredibly hard. I feel like I'd struggle, you know, just following that small ball all throughout the field and trying to catch it in the small net. So, I mean, that's something that I don't even think I'd, you know, be willing to try because I don't think my shot would be – I don't think I'd be too good at it. But I don't know. It's not too much for me.
You are in the right state to try to perfect the lacrosse game. That's for sure. You've got a lot of people that can teach you.
I'm aware.
Aaron, we'll get you out of here on this, and I'd be remiss to not ask you. You guys had the amazing gesture you did with Iowa before that game, the kneeling after all that had happened, not only, you know, at the Capitol that day or the day before, but throughout the summer. And you guys have really come together as a team on that stuff, and I thought you talked about it so eloquently post-game. Yeah. As you reflect on it now sort of a week later, what was it like for you not only to do that with your teammates, but also with Iowa, you know, a totally different group with, you know, a totally different set of guys that you guys were able to kind of pull that together that quickly and make a statement with the platform you have?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible just seeing how guys were, you know, not only supportive, but also really like engaged and like had the same sort of feelings that a lot of our guys had. I mean, I know a lot of people in my locker room were really moved and bothered by, you know, some of the things that we were seeing on the news. And, you know, after such a, you know, crazy historic type summer this year and, you know, seeing the way that things were handled and things went about, you know, over the last week or two, you know, it was incredible for, you know, our guys to come together. And initially, you know, guys were like, should we kneel in the anthem? Like, I want to do something. And we talked about it as a team. I think he reached out to Jordan Bohannon on Iowa, and I think his team was willing to do something. They felt like they should, you know, stand for what they believe in. So, I mean, it was incredible the way we were all able to come together and just, you know, try and make a statement, not only on the behalf of us as individuals, but, you know, for our country and you know, being able to, you know, show how we feel.
Well, you certainly made, I know me and Keith and the rest of the Maryland fans, very proud of what you guys did there. Sure. And as you do on the court and in all the other athletic endeavors we're going to see you do on this show, anyone can, which you did a great job with. People can watch that on Terrapin Club. Plus, as we go through the next couple months, those episodes will continue. And make sure to watch Aaron and the boys as they take on the rest of the Big Ten as we go through the year. Aaron, thanks for the time, man, and good luck and stay in good health. I know you guys are making a lot of sacrifices right now.
Sure.
So keep doing what you're doing.
For sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Aaron. Want to take the Terrapins with you wherever you go? Maryland Athletics has officially launched the One Maryland mobile app, a must-have for all Terps fans. The One Maryland app is a one-stop shop for all things Terps. featuring the latest news, scores, game day information, and exclusive content from your favorite Maryland teams. Download the One Maryland app on your iOS or Android device today by searching for Maryland Athletics in your device's app store. We're back here on Hear the Turtle with Sonia Glauber of the Maryland gymnastics team. And Sonia, we bring you on for two reasons. You appeared in a Terrapin Club Plus show and your season gets underway. We'll start with the show. First of all, do you feel like you got Aaron Wiggins to a point where he could compete with the Gym Terps soon, or does he still have a lot of work to do?
You know, I think he's close. He definitely, the backflip he did definitely put him up there for sure. He definitely beat my expectations. I was not expecting him to do that. So props to him for sure.
Where do you feel like your basketball career is moving towards as comparison to his gymnastics career?
So I will say I played basketball in sixth grade for about a year, and I was a pretty good point guard, I will say. I think, am I up to Maryland's levels? Probably not, but I have a little bit of skill.
Break down your hoops game here a little bit, Sonia. Were you a ball handler? Do you have a little shot going on? What's going on with the hoops game?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I don't know all the terms, but I think I could get some good three-pointers in, maybe one or two a game, if my memory recalls correctly. But, yeah.
The sixth grade basketball skills.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Do you when you brought him in, and gymnastics is and me and Keith both watched now working at Maryland, is such a hard sport. I mean, it is one. Me and Keith a couple years ago came with Brett and tried to do handstands. I think it was the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. You have him like up on the beam, and you guys are just able to make that look so easy. Were you just kind of amused by his reactions to when you and Reese are just doing flips on the beam or just able to walk and turn and kind of just maneuver around there however you want?
Definitely. I mean, I walking into it, we didn't really know what we were supposed to have him do initially. So when we met with the crew and they kind of gave us a rundown, I was like, I'm surprised he is going to get up on this beam. He would not take his socks off. He refused to take his socks off. So I was like, it's going to be slippery up there for sure. Like, he definitely liked to have some grip, but he was like, nope, I need my socks on. So he definitely, again, like, he surprised me for sure. We had him doing like turns, and like, for someone who is that tall, who has never been on a beam before, period, like, it's definitely scary for sure. Cause we've been doing it since we were little. So it's, doesn't feel very foreign, but for someone who is not used to it, it definitely is for sure.
I was going to say the height. I mean, you can only be so tall to be a gymnast. Like, yes. That's probably maybe the tallest person that's ever been on a balance beam.
Probably, honestly, probably.
We asked this to Aaron yesterday, if you were going to try another sport, whether it be at Maryland or just another sport in general, which one would you go and give yourself a shot at?
That's a good question. I'd probably say, I know we don't have a diving team here, but I would probably try to get into diving just because it's very similar.
It's a good one.
And I feel like I could probably get in there pretty quickly. But everything else, gymnastics has been kind of the sport for me since like elementary school. So haven't had much time to like venture out, but yeah, probably diving.
Would you do the platform or the springboard?
Ooh, I don't know. Both my parents were divers in college. So
wow,
okay. I don't know if platform kind of scares me just because I'm so used to like our floor is bouncy. We have springboards that are bouncy. So I feel like I'd probably have to do a bouncy springboard for sure.
Well, you've got mom and dad giving you tips. So you'd be good to go for diving.
Yes, I would.
Sonia, getting ready to start your gymnastics season, your 2021 season, after kind of a wild 2020 and having the 2020 season cut short. What's just the excitement level with this group to get out there and compete again?
It's honestly, we've just been waiting so long for this moment. I feel like, especially the way things ended last year, it's kind of just been, all right, what can we do now to prepare for 2021? And let's just be all in. We had such a good season last year, so I think it left everyone just wanting more and ready to just conquer for sure. So that's what we're looking for this weekend, hopefully. So,
what was it like to go through the months of training when you weren't necessarily sure when you were going to start competing again? I think that is like has to be one of the bigger mental challenges that you and the rest of the teams at Maryland have gone through, just trying to like stay ready to go when your schedule could drop at any time, depending on how the pandemic was going.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that was probably the most difficult part of training this first semester of school, just because of all the uncertainty. It was kind of crazy. So that was one thing that our head coach Brett told us, like, you just got to train, like, you're just all in, and you need to have that confidence, because God forbid something does happen and we are in, like, you guys need to be ready. I mean, obviously he's not telling us to be unrealistic and everything's going to be fine, but you know, at the same time, like, you got to be prepared for anything that comes your way. So definitely making sure that we're, you know, staying focused and reaching that end goal and not just thinking about what could happen, you know, today or tomorrow, which is important for sure. We have to take it one day at a time, but also realizing that, like, you know, you got to be positive about certain situations and look ahead for sure, because sometimes things happen and it's out of your control. So,
Sonia, you have 7 new freshmen on the team this year who, going through their first year of college during a pandemic, obviously an unusual situation, but then trying to get acquainted with your team. What's been the process like of just trying to bring them along, you know, make them a part of the squad as you try and build that chemistry for your first meet?
Yeah, it was definitely hard for us too at the beginning of the year, because just a lot of quarantining happening. A lot of people were coming from not Maryland. So flying and making sure that everyone was good before we saw each other. But yeah, definitely, I think that's where practice comes into play a lot, with trying to socialize and, you know, adapt them to this kind of environment, because it's completely different than what they're used to in club and in high school for sure, especially with our sport. So practice definitely is like where you gotta make your, get as close with them as possible, be as real with them as possible, but also keep them motivated and let them know, like, hey, this might not look like it's supposed to right now, but the end result will be there. And as long as we do it together, like, we can't lose, you know what I mean? So as long as you're having fun doing it and you're putting all your effort in and you're giving it 100%, that's kind of all anyone can ask of you. So yeah, definitely just keeping them on the ball, getting them used to things, because it's kind of hard to be with the team as a whole outside of the gym right now. So that's why in the gym is like so important.
Sonia, what was it like training in a mask, especially for a sport like gymnastics, where you want everything to almost be perfectly right in your environment and in what you're trying to do on the vault or the beam or whatever? What was that, you know, process like to get used to having that on?
Yeah, it definitely was very, very different. We don't have to keep them on when we're like flipping necessarily, so just for safety regulations, because yeah, that could be very scary.
That's it. I think it could go over your eyes or something.
It has. We've experienced that before this semester. But I feel like the hardest part, especially now because we're training for season and being on TV, you have to follow the protocols very strictly. So I guess just like catching your breath with the mask on is probably the hardest thing I've had to do for sure. Just because you're so used to like taking your time and being able to like breathe deeply and slow your heart rate down. But with that mask, it kind of changes the game and you have to alter your, maybe your little, like, well, at least for me, I do certain things before I like take a turn, kind of like little pet peeves or something, or like superstitions. And with the mask, it's kind of changed that a little bit. So kind of just altering the way that we're, you know, your everyday normal routine. And yeah, like I said, the hardest thing is probably finishing your routine and then putting that mask on right after is like the hardest to like catch your breath. But other than that, I mean, we're working with it the best we can. So
Sonia, one of the fallouts of the pandemic this past year was losing the Summer Olympics in 2020 in Tokyo, but hopefully we'll have that back coming up in 2021. Gymnastics almost has that world showcase during the Olympics. It's when all the eyes are on the sport. You know, it's that big moment every 4 years. You know, is that something you find yourself just, is it appointment television? Are you watching it every year? And are you excited that it's going to be hopefully back here in 2021?
Yeah, no, definitely. I definitely watch it every 4 years when that comes out, especially just because the gymnastics community might seem big in the long run, but it really isn't, especially when you get to the elite world and the D1 world for sure. It definitely is not as big as people think it is. So it's cool to like, once you get up to a certain age where you're in college or you're training on a certain path, like the elite level, like you definitely see familiar faces and have connections. So it's good to support people and be able to see familiar faces and, you know, make a, I guess gymnastics probably isn't like the most watched sport until the Olympics kind of happens. So it's good to get that out there and make it well known.
Sonia, outside of gymnastics, you're the co-chair of the Terps Together committee for SAC. Why did you apply for that? And then how cool has that been to be a part of, especially in a year that's been so crazy that SAC has done so many things. We've had some of them on this show. What has that experience been like?
Yeah, it's honestly been like awesome. The best thing I probably could have done this semester, given the circumstances of everything. I definitely had a lot more time on my hands. So I wanted to make an impact in any way I could, for sure. And one of our alum was the co-director for SAC. So she kind of got me involved and told me what it was about. And there's different committees, but the diversity and inclusion committee definitely caught my eye for sure. And then everything happened this past year. So being able to have a voice and bring about change was something that was my goal coming into working with SAC. And I feel like I was definitely able to do that and hopefully still do that in this next semester. So yeah, that was kind of my push for wanting to do it.
We will get you ahead here on this question. We ask a lot of our basketball players what it's like dealing with their height in the everyday world. You are 4'11". What is it like being a 4'11" college student?
I guess the biggest thing is people probably just don't think I'm in college. That's like my biggest, every time I'm walking around, people just are like, are you supposed to be here? Are you in the right place? That's probably like the biggest thing. But then once I'm like, I'm a gymnast, I'm on the gymnastics team here, people are like, oh, okay. Okay. So, but yeah, definitely, it didn't really have a big impact on me in high school, but when I came to college, it definitely was a whole different ballgame because people here look like they're like 30 and I just do not amount to that at all. So definitely just being like, I'm 20 years old, clarifying I'm a gymnast. And then people are like, oh yeah.
I think they've got to give you the most respect because the sport you do is one of the hardest out there. Absolutely. It is ridiculous. Sonia Glauber, thank you so much for coming on with us. Good luck this week, and all Terp fans can watch the Gym Terps Sunday on Big Ten Network.
Yes.
And enjoy the gymnastics as they go through the season. And we're expecting big things from Brett and then the rest of you guys. So
thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Back here on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota. Once again, thanks to Aaron and Sonia. They have some crazy schedules going on right now with everything they've got to do. So both carved out about 20 minutes for us, and we really, really appreciate it. As we said, you can watch, anyone can, currently on umterps.com/reinvented. It's available through Terrapin Club Plus. Right now, that's a free preview. So even if you go to the YouTube page on Maryland Athletics, that's another place you can access the show. And then you can go back and watch a bunch of other shows. Home with Raynell Jones. We talked to Raynell about that. Behind the Play with Steve Suter is also up there. We had a great interview with Steve profiling that, the punt return against West Virginia in the Gator Bowl now about 20 years ago, which is crazy to say. A great interview with Daryl Hill and Johnny Holiday is on there as well. And a behind the play with Christy Tolliver, The Shot, which I don't think I need to describe to any Maryland fan. Some great stuff with Christy there. So a bunch of shows now on Terrapin Club Plus that if you haven't gone on there, you can sort of binge all of them, starting with Anyone Can with Aaron, Sonia, Reese, and then Brett Nelligan. So great stuff from all of them. I was trying to think, Keith, like what sport I would want to try if I got the chance. We actually did go in, as we said, and do handstands with Brett a couple of
years. Brett,
yeah, and Audrey Barber back. I think when Audrey Barber was a freshman, now she's a senior. That's kind of wild.
There you go.
And I thought we had some good success there. And we did a paper shooting contest with Kevin Herter.
That's right.
We played Operation with Kristen Confroy. We were doing some challenges.
I beat Linnea Gonzalez in rock, paper, scissors.
That's right. The field hockey star. So we did do our share of things. You and I have talked about getting on the lacrosse field and going one on one. That has been the talk. You have also talked about running a 40, which we have never gotten to. There's been a lot of things thrown out.
Have we talked about that on this podcast before? I feel like we've had to have brought that.
Probably, yeah. Probably. But we should get out there with Tills. That would be fun. I think Tills would enjoy having us out there for a day. That'd be good. And then you are a rugby guy, so I'm not stepping in a near rugby field with you.
Yeah, I'm retired from that, so like I'm not getting
okay.
Like,
I'm not. Is that official? Is that an official statement?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Official.
The Young Heathens. See ya. Yeah. Sorry, it was fun. Keith's done. But we will see Aaron do a bunch of different sports, as we said, softball, golf, and some cool filming. I think we put a GoPro on the golf club, so you can see it swing up. He said he had a little golfing experience, as you heard in the interview. So. We will see what other sports we have. And then I'm sure that show is going to continue once even Aaron is gone. So we'll have another student athlete jump in there and try to helm anyone can as we go through. So shout out to Aaron, shout out to Sonia. As we said, recorded an interview with Brett Nelligan. We also did Adam Hughes and Alex Clemson. So we'll be releasing some sort of, coach fall previews. I say fall previews because they're fall sports, but they're in the spring and the winter. So they're not really fall sports previews at this point. But we're going to talk to everybody. We'll talk to Sash. We'll talk to Ray Leone. And then we'll talk to all your spring sports. Missy Mahark. We'll talk to all your spring sports. So Andrew Valman and John Tillman and Kathy Reese and Rob Vaughn and Coach Montgomery. And am I forgetting anybody? Did I get everybody in there?
I think we got the
golf. Jason Rodenhaver, Deanna Cantu, Katie Daugherty. So many sports about to get underway here. I'm looking to make sure I didn't miss anybody because I will not offend anybody on this show. And
you're,
I got
a good man, Taylor.
And there it is. Great stuff from all of them. Great stuff from, if you want perspective on what this has been like for a bunch of different sports, the pandemic, Brett and Alex and Adam gave awesome stuff on that. Just like staying in it and keeping the kids focused. It was very cool stuff. So that will release as we go through the next couple of weeks. All those sports now will be back in action when those come out. So, crazy to have them back, and thanks to all of them for giving us some time. That's enough for this episode of Hear the Turtle, Keith. I feel like we've seen each other for like 40 interviews in the past 24 hours, but that's what we do.
Hey, sports, where else would you rather be?
When the sports get going, we bring the people on the show. Make sure to follow the podcast at Hear the Turtle on Twitter and at Hear the Turtle on Instagram. You can follow Keith at Sneds311. You can follow me at TaylorSmite10. And make sure to check out Anyone Can with Aaron Wiggins and the gymnastics team on Terrapin Club Plus through umterps.com/reinvented or on the Maryland Athletics YouTube page. And we will see you next time on Hear the Turtle, presented by Toyota.
Go Terps!